If I asked you to look into the sky and spot a red kite, would you know what you're looking for? You're probably thinking some sort of child's toy, but no, we're definitely talking birds here. Let me speak to Noreen Gallagher. Good morning, Noreen.
Good morning, Frank.
You are the Red Kite Project Officer, and you want us to spot some. What exactly are we looking for, Noreen?
Well, the RSPB are asking members of the public to get involved in some citizen science and to get out there looking up to the skies and spotting red kites and reporting their sightings to redkiteni@rspb.org.uk.
To me, I'm going to try and describe one and then you can tell me where I'm wrong. I'm not too sure of the size, but it looks a wee bit like a small eagle with quite a decent wingspan, and it would have a rustiness to it and possibly some black and white trim as well. Am I anywhere near the mark?
Yes, you're getting close. Well, it's a medium-sized raptor. It's rusty red in colour with black wingtips and white patches underneath its wings. But its most distinctive feature is its forked tail.
Got a forked tail?
It has a wingspan, a forked tail.
Mm-hmm. And wingspan, you might look up and think, would you think, like, that's a baby eagle up there? And you if you were totally uneducated in the world of everything that would be flying.
Well, maybe just in comparison to its size, but it has a wingspan of up to 1.7 metres.
Yeah, that's pretty decent, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, see, I'm not sure what I'm looking for other than my couple of pictures of a red kite. So I have seen birds hovering and I've seen birds that I thought, jeepers, what is that? Could it possibly have been a red kite? What else might it have been? Like, could you mix it up with a buzzard? What might you be mixing these birds up with?
Yes, you may get it mixed up with a buzzard, but the forked tail is so distinctive with the red kite. A buzzard has a fan-shaped tail, and a buzzard is chocolate brown and cream in colour, where a red kite is red.
And very much the forked tail is what we look out for, the tail that, you know, just like the prongs of a fork. Is that what it looks like?
Yes, a very distinctive forked tail.
Right, so why is it important to spot them? Now that we more or less know what they are, why do you want us to look, and where should we be looking? And don't say into the sky. There's hardly much point in me looking over towards the SSE arena, is there? Would it not be better on Black Mountain looking?
Well, this is the 10th year of the Red Kite reintroduction project, and we now have 20 breeding pairs of red kites. They can be seen all over Northern Ireland, but County Down is a hot spot. The birds were released from holding pens in Castlewellan over 3 years, from 2008 to 2010.
And have people unfortunately targeted them, says he, trying to get the word out of his mouth?
Yeah.
Have they been prone to being shot or being poisoned? Mm-hmm. That's been in the news, hasn't it?
Well, there have been some cases of poisoning, and last year we had a kite found dead in Monieslane, County Down.
And why would people target them?
Just they've got things wrong, maybe. They maybe think they're a threat to their livestock, to their lambs, to their game birds. But red kites are no threat, as the farmers who have them on their lands know. They're the farmer's friend.
And why are they so important? Why is it important to have these 20 breeding pairs and to have them out there?
Well, there's such an effort being put into this reintroduction project, and it is going from strength to strength. We want to see the numbers increase to 50 breeding pairs, and we need eyes in the skies to find these birds.
And would you like footage as well? Would you like to people to send video that they might have of these birds?
No, not necessarily. No, just the date, the time, and the location of their sightings. The birds have wing tags on both wings. On their left wing, they have a brown wing tag, and on their right wing, they have a year colour wing tag.
How close do you expect us to get, Noreen?
Well, you can be lucky enough to spot these tags and the digit on them. There's a letter or a number on the tag as well.
So if you see them through your binoculars, this is what you're looking for?
Well, you can be lucky enough just to see them close at hand too.
Seriously, would you see them sitting in a bush?
No, you would see them sitting in a field. Part of their diet would be worms and beetles. So you would see them sitting, worming in the fields.
Very good. I'm looking forward to this. I'm going to make a point of trying to spot a red kite over the next number of weeks on my travels through County Down in particular. Noreen, if we do see them, how do we get in touch?
When you do see them, please report your sightings to redkiteni@rspb.org.uk.
Perfect job. redkiteni@rspb.org.uk. Have you got red kites where you are? Let us know. Noreen, thank you very much indeed. Noreen Gallagher, the Red Kite Project Officer, and very hard-working teams at the RSPB, keeping the birds in our community healthy and well. 0289033105 077 66 105 105. Perfect day for spotting.